Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent. Oh, my God, you are so loved and very, very sexy people. Okay, hold on to your hats. For those of you that may be new tuning in, we've got, I know, a lot of new listeners out there because I'm expanding on a lot of more stations. Just know that this is the cutting-edge energetic work that covers, religion, spirituality, and science. That's my intention, is to bring all of those together because I believe we're all saying the same thing. We're just saying it with different words and different modalities that we can understand. So that's what this show is about. I work through a brilliant channel of all thought and all possibility, which you can call God, the Force, divine love, whatever term makes you comfortable. You want to identify and be in alignment with whatever term you need to put on that. So I want to get right to it. Those of you that follow me know that I have claimed, stated, held the intention for physical healing information so that we literally can now physically heal ourselves, because we understand now that everything starts in our energy and then goes into our body. So, Monday night's show on the Awakening Zone, and you can find that on imdwallace.com. That's imdwallace.com. You want to go back and listen to it if you didn't hear it. And you really want to read my e-blast, my weekly email that came out. And you want to do those not for me, because I don't make anything from them. I'm telling you, there's information on there that you're going to want if you are seriously, and I underline that word, if you are seriously wanting to take control and creation magically of your life right now. Information came in on autism and the beginning of, oh my God, what I'm going to give you today. Some of this information came in, much of it actually, through private sessions that we did, because how it happens is you all from the shows and me and my healing partners that I work with, people that I have over for dinner, acting jobs that I get information from, that's how the world talks to you. When you hold your intention, information comes to you through many various channels, and your job is to be conscious enough to go, oh, that has something to do with what I claimed. So, again, the e-blast is vitally important for you to understand right now. Basically, I can only summarize everything on the show, but basically what we've come to learn is that when we've been talking about our body now, what we're really needing to expand into is knowing that it's the body of consciousness that we're talking about. And that includes the brains, hearts, soul, spirit, emotions, and intentions make up our body of consciousness, which includes and affects our physical body and our brain. Now, what came in, and I'm going to really do my best to describe this simply, is that body of consciousness is our first ionosphere. let me just recap. The ionosphere is the energetic field that surrounds the universe. And, for example, when a radio signal goes out and bounces and hits the ionosphere, it gets bounced back into the universe that it was sent from. Our body of consciousness is the first ionosphere that we send out things to. So there, here's new information coming in right on the show. So the core of us is the God of us, which is all thought and all possibility. So I want you to see, let's, for the sake of making this easy, let's just visualize that in our gut. Let's just say the center of who we really are, which is all thought and all possibility and unlimited creation, is located in our gut. Surrounding that, then, is our body of consciousness. What we are going to put together on the show today, and holy hell, I didn't know we were going to do this. This is what I mean. This is how fast it's coming in now. Something happens between the gut of us, which is all our we can ever be, the God of us. Something happens in the communication that goes out to our body of consciousness. And it's whatever affects that going out that sends the more limiting, yes, that's the highest word, which sends the more limiting message to our body of consciousness. And that's what we have to find out. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. For my new listeners, that's how we balance energy. Energy has to be balanced for us to be in creation. Sheets, book, song, movie, play. Okay, I'm going to something. Well, I'm going to something in the e-blast. Thanks. I never copy my e-blast. And I said to Joni yesterday, copy my e-blast. I think I'm going to need to refer to it. So here we go. Here, here, here. Now, you guys think it's Dee Wallace writing these e-blasts. It's not. It's never Dee Wallace. It's the channel. Okay, so I'm going to the third paragraph. Here, here, here. And it is in that very interaction we get the greatest opportunities to explore and define us. Well, we're talking about that interaction between the core of us, all thought and all possibility, and the interaction with the space in between that and the body of consciousness, which again is our brains, heart, soul, spirit, emotion, and intention. Am I going on here? It is not the circumstances of playing with the greatest, hold on, it is not the circumstances of playing with the whole that takes us up or down and limits us. It is how we create ourselves in relation to what happens. How we choose to react, form beliefs, consciously, okay. Oh, my God, it's that simple. It's the reaction. It is the reaction between all thought and all possibility that affects what information goes into our body of consciousness, which then either expands it or limits it. Okay, I got it. So let me say this as plainly and simply as I can. What that means is in every moment of the now that we live in. When we play with the whole, which is you playing with other energy, which you have to do in order to define who you are, in the moment of your choice, in playing with that energy, you literally send messages into your own body of consciousness, which is your first ionosphere, which absolutely gets bounced back to you then, to your core, saying, now you're limited or now you're not. Oh, my God. Please, everybody, no matter when you're listening to this, join with me. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. We are claiming, I am committed to being one, happy, healthy, prosperous, whole, and that makes me happy. This is the message we are giving to hold to our brains, heart, soul, spirit, emotion, intention, and the core of us. It is easy and simple and quiet and complete now, consistently and forever. We are claiming, I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, child, and belief systems in the radiation of my light. Within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic whole, within the whole, also known as the brains, the hearts, the soul, the spirit, the emotion, and the intentions. I invoke the rays, flames, and lights, and the golden light. I am whole. I am God, and this is my power, and I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. And so it is. We are clearly directing all ionospheres to bounce back to us. I am all possibility and all limitation, and I support that claim with every choice and reaction that I am consciously choosing. We invoke the rays, flames, and lights and the golden light around all of this. And so it is. Wow. God, you guys, you are so powerful when we get together. So, do you see... I know I'm talking a lot, but this is such important information today. We had, and I have to say I am not a doctor, but we were given a lot of discernment energetically around cancer. If any of you know anybody with that challenge in their life, I am hoping that you will ask them to listen to the beginning of the show. Okay. So basically what we were given is that cancer cells literally become a muscle when they join together. Cancer cells and muscle cells both collect iodine. That's why they shoot you with iodine when they test you. And again, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to be speaking probably technically correctly, but I can tell you that I've definitely got information here. So cancer cells literally become a muscle. The ionosphere then of our body, which again is the brains, the hearts, the brains, the hearts, the soul, the spirit, the emotion, and the intentions keep feeding back to that coagulation, that muscle of cancer cells. Therefore, if we have limited ourselves in any other way and limited the belief in possibilities, we continually, from the body of consciousness that we are, send back the messages to the cancer muscle, they want to call it. You can't be healed. You're full of anger. you have to keep spreading until I get the message. Wow. Okay. So I want you to picture like a bullseye. And in the middle of that is a cancer muscle. And then around it is the ionosphere of our consciousness. And around that is the ionosphere of your aura. And around that is another ionosphere. And then we get to the ionosphere around the universe itself, the planet itself. And we can know what that other ionosphere is. So sheets, book. Oh, now I see, now I get to identify with you guys because I'm going, I have to come up with a song. How much is that doggy in the window? Okay, so that third ionosphere, that tells me, well, for want of a better word, it's wishful thinking. So it's an energetic field which is holding all of our wishes and our hopes that we believe we can't have. Oh, God, I'm going to have to listen to this myself. All right, and that keeps all of these ionospheres then that we have sent information out into that is limiting, keeps being bounced back to the core of I am all thought and all possibility. And also, in the microcosm of cancer, the theory is the same, that all of the ionospheres surrounding that cancer now keeps bouncing back to it, either the limitations or the world of all possibilities that we believe in. So basically, we can say then, and I'm going to have to test this while you're on, so bear with me. We can say then that all cancer, well, all diseases, conditions, and ailments are created, exacerbated, and grown through the fear of being in fear. And we learned on the Let the Shift Hit the Fan program call this week that the biggest fear, the most core fear that we are all sharing is I'm not enough. I'm not good enough to be the whole. And therefore, we have to fracture ourselves into less than whole. So let's come together today, all of us, and we're inviting all energy that wants to participate in this anytime, anywhere, to claim I am the world of all thought and possibility that is divine love. I am safe and secure in this world to be that. Gosh, what's the opposite of fear? It's love. So I am the love of love. That's the highest claim. I am. Wow, I can feel that. Open your hearts. You can so feel that. I am the love of love. And so it is. Is there anything else I need to bring forward? Like, that's not enough. Okay, once again, we're just claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Open your hearts, guys, with an open heart around everything that has been said here today. So it is. We're invoking all statements, rays, flames, and lights, golden light, and ionospheres. And so it is. We are claiming that again. We are claiming I am divine love around that again. And so it is. Okay, so you see how many layers there was there. I think there were three or four. And we just kept going down until we got through, well, that makes sense, all the layers of the ionospheres to the core of all thought and all possibility. And that, oh, my God, they're saying now, they're giving me the affirmation, happy days are here again. Uh-huh. And so from now on, I want you to visualize and absolutely know consciously that whenever you are directing the energy of you, you are directing that core of you, which is all thought and all possibility. You are piercing all information in all ionospheres that you have ever implanted before and replacing it with, I am the divine love of all thought and all possibility, and so it is. Okay. Hallelujah. All right, a few announcements here, and then I'll get right to the calls. Guys, Creation Station, seriously, if you want to do any kind of focused work, learn about this work, take it out into the modality that you're working in, or just expand your life beyond what you can absolutely imagine in 2 days. See, moments like this happen for 2 days during Creation Station. It's June 21st through 23rd. If you are called to it, if you are going, oh, God, you know, I should call to you about that, or maybe I wanted to follow that hit and call me and talk to me, and we will work it through, and you'll know. But don't sit there and wonder, because then you don't take action, and then you're not playing with the whole. And I'm using Creation Station as a representation for talking about everything in your life. If your thoughts are taken there or you get a hit, you got to follow that, guys, because that's where you expand. So don't come up with some BS reasons why you can't expand anywhere around playing with the whole. And I'm asking you, if you're thinking about it, you know, you got, y'all are used to waiting till the last minute to sign up for some of my stuff because it doesn't matter. Well, it does here on Creation Station, because there's food and lodging and, you know, figuring out if we have enough room and all that stuff. So, again, it's at iamdwallace.com. Go to the top toolbar and hit Creation Station. Or call me or email me, and I will get back to you with any questions. And I'm asking you all to get the word out. I'm really holding the strong intention that I do more in-person workshops around the world. And so I've created two of them, June 15th in Florida, July 13th in London. I want you to come support me and get the word out about those. You know, you think I'm good on the air, wait till you see me in person. You know, there's something about an actor that just comes alive when they've got an audience, guys. So, yeah, well, there's my little I'm really coming forward for myself, because, you know, when you know that you know you've got the truth and you know you've got the channel that brings it in, you got to get it out there. We do. I am, and you are. So there we go. Can I go to the calls now? Yes. We're going to the calls, and I'm going to start with Christina in Milwaukee. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Dee. First of all, I'd like to say many blessings to you.
Thank you. I received them.
I was a student of yours in 97, and a year before that, I don't know if you recall, my father was murdered, and it's coming up to his 17th anniversary of his death, and I am having a heck of a time this year. About 5 years ago, I got conscious creation. I stopped all alcohol. I cleansed my temple. I've been doing wonderful things and absolutely beautiful things and creating wonderful things in my life. And I haven't cried for years and years and years. And for some
reason,
okay, I have
your answer. I have your answer, Christina.
Okay.
I don't call myself a medium. Maybe I should, because as I teach you all, you have to claim who you are to be it. So I'm going to claim one of my gifts as a medium, because people show up all the time like this, and your dad's here. Okay, these are the highest words. This is through the channel. Quit using me and my death as an excuse not to create you. Wow. Okay, that was a little harsh. And no, he's saying that is the greatest way he can send you love. Move on. He has. He's totally moved on. He's in soul energy creating himself, and, quote, all those words that you just said on another plane. And he wishes you would do the same thing.
I will. What I'm wondering is why now? It's been so long, and it's like the floodgates open.
Because, this is from him, and ergo the channel, because all of a sudden you go, oh, my God, I get it. I can create anything. There's no stopping me. Everything is unlimited. And you said, okay, well, I can use my old story to limit myself again, so I'll go back there.
I understand.
Okay, that's the highest.
Thank you so much.
Most complete, yeah. We're done with any guys. Oh, I've got chills all over me. Anything that you are still using as an excuse to limit you in any way, those days are over if you want to really get to the core of all thought and all possibility that we are.
Okay.
It's time to release that.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
He's got, he's always there for you. He's waiting for you. You will connect with him whenever you want to. And in saying that, only in the greatest, most expansive way can he create that happening, which means you don't limit yourself at all. Whew. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Now they're showing me Christopher, my soulmate, who, as you know, passed away many years ago. So basically what that means, guys, is that all people on the other side, all your loved ones, whether they raped, sodomized, betrayed, supported, unconditionally loved you, it's all the same on the other side. It's just love. And they're all saying, let your stories about them go, because this is your biggest opportunity that, seriously, this is through the channel. Hold on, I'm waiting for the world. This is the biggest opportunity you have ever had, or anyone has ever had while they've been in body.
Okay.
So it is. That's your answer, baby. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Go bring joy and love and create yourself, okay?
I will. I promise. Okay. Thank you, Dee.
Love to hear from you. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
Yeah, well, not too shabby a start there, do we think? I'm going to Susan in Connecticut. Hi, you're on.
Hi. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to ask.
That's true, but you were supposed to come on the show because...
I know I was. I was pushed.
Yeah. So let's just go to the greatest piece of information that the core of you... Remember, the core is the you, the real you, the highest you that is all thought and all possibility wants you to know. And ergo wants everyone to know. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets, book. Give me a song, beautiful Susan.
Oh, gosh. I don't even have songs.
Okay. Well, that is the biggest message they want to give you. Baby, you've got to have a song.
Mm.
You have to have a song in your heart for something.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and now they're taking me to that song from... I think it's South Pacific. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you going to make a dream come true?
Yeah.
Well, it's happy talk. So then that leads me to, and I'm giving you a mini lesson on channeling here, to you're waiting for something to make you happy, Susan, and you've got to choose to be happy. You've got to say, I am the God of Susan.
Right.
That in the core of me, chooses and is happy. I am defining myself as happy and joyous. And then take action around that. Then the universe of you and the universe of everyone and everything can come forward to match that. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Okay. When I say you're choosing to do it, I get a no.
I know.
So, well, if you know.
Because I don't know what to do anymore.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
I just told you what to do. But you're going, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
In this moment, you need to choose to be happy. So do you want to do that?
Oh, absolutely. I want to choose to be happy. I want to be happy.
Okay, so
you see,
I continually get a no. The pendulum goes to no. Mm. So my question is, she really believes she wants to be happy? Yes. So what the hell is in her way? All the bullshit that you put into your own consciousness, which is what we just talked about. So what's the greatest way she and all of us can break through the bullshit of us? Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheets. Book, song. Give me a movie and you have one.
Oh, gosh.
Anything. Get out of your own way and just allow a movie to pop in.
This is what keeps occurring. I must be in my own way for sure.
We're the only ones that are in our way. No, I want you to hear that and own it. We are all the only thing that's in our way. So that's the belief that you have to turn around, is that you don't have any control. You don't have any direction over your own energy.
Right.
And you do. So you have to claim that. Good. Open your heart now.
Mm-hmm.
In the heart of me, in the core of me, I know I'm the director of my own energy. And I direct that energy to be happy. What they're suggesting is that you don't fight it, you get out of your head, but that you do the breathing exercise for 2 weeks, and on your exhale, with an open heart,
mm-hmm.
I am a happy person.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to hear from you next week.
Okay.
All right, but you're standing with me in the agreement that you're going to do this.
Oh, I yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, 10 minutes a day. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Dee. Thank
you. You know, guys, you're not going to move if you don't choose to move. And Susan blessed us with hearing vibrationally what it is when we don't let our old story go and go, oh, well, that's all I have to do? I just have to be happy? Okay. I'm going to decide that's who I am, and I'm going to get on with it. Right? Okay, we're going to Louise in Toronto. Hi, honey, you're on the air.
Hi, Dee, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Originally I was going to call about one thing, but listening to the show, which I have to listen to again.
Yeah, me too.
I know. And maybe I thought the best way to go about this, the issue with me is I'm trying and working towards creating employment and money coming in to relieve us from the money
pension
that we have.
All right, let me just teach a mini lesson here, Louise. You just canceled
mm-hmm.
yourself out. You just canceled the direction of what you want out. So you did this by saying, first of all, I'm trying to create money.
Yeah.
And then you said, to relieve us of, you know, all the financial bullshit that we're in. So that cancels your claim out. That cancels your direction out. That screws up your focus when you say, I want this to get rid of that. What you want is a more flow of money into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Isn't that what you want?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. That's where you stop then. That's where you claim. And you define, I am the God of Louise that creates, deserves, and allows and receives. Write those words down, please. Creates, allows, deserves, and receives. Creates, allows, deserves, and receives. The flow of money into my life.
Okay.
And they want to add in whatever way it wants to be delivered to me. Because you and all of us have limited considerably what we think is possible to come to us and from the places it can come from. We must get back to, and I want you all now to go to, and they keep saying to me, get ready for miraculous results here if you commit to the belief around this, because this is really big shift information. I want you all to picture that core of you of all thought and all possibility in your gut and say to it right now, I am, read the words back to me. Everybody,
I am.
It, please. Yes. Read those words back about money that I gave you.
Oh, I don't have a paper on me. I was memorizing it. I allow.
I create, allow, receive.
I create, allow.
Receive and something else. Okay. So,
I'll listen to the recording.
Yeah, it came through the channel. If anybody comes on the show that has it, that wrote it down, or can email it to me, because that's what we're claiming. So our subconscious knows it clearly, and that's the direction we are giving to all the ionospheres and the body of consciousness that we are to bounce back to the core of us, to remind us that in all thought and all possibility, money can be delivered to us from anywhere, in any means, in any amount, and we're ready, willing, and able to receive it. We deserve it. That's our birthright. That's our great joy, and so it is. Now, the biggest belief that's in your way is, Sheets, but give me a song, please.
Imagine.
Okay. Is that you're not imagining, you're not playing in the pretend of you. You're going, oh, my God, where's it going to come from? How? What can I do to make this happen?
Uh-huh.
They want you to go in within you and feel what it feels like when all that money is just delivered to you. And, you know, go in and see the grass grow money. See it rain money. And they're saying, it's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining. Okay, well, sing that about money. Start raising your vibration about money. Start opening up the feeling of the possibility of money coming to you. Guys, look, I walk my talk. That's what I've been doing, and it's unbelievable how it's being delivered to me. And you know what else I'm doing? And I'm serious about this. Again, I suggest that all of you get Edwin Gaines, the four spiritual laws or whatever it is of prosperity. Edwin, E-D-W-E-N-E, Gaines. I have committed to tithing and walking through the fear of tithing, and I cannot. It's just miraculous. People are calling me, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And I'm saying yes, 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 yes. And that's how you create the money. That's the whole lesson right there, Louise.
And I'll listen to that again and again and again, I think.
Yes,
but I have two things that have come up while you were talking.
You have to do them. Yeah. You have to do it. You can't just listen anymore, guys. You have to take action around doing what the books and the speakers and the teachings and the channels give you. So we all know it. We've all heard it a million times, and then we go, yeah, but, and we don't do it.
Okay. Well, that's one of the things that came up. I thought I was doing it.
You are doing as in taking action, but you are not doing as in creating energetically first.
Okay.
And you have to create energetically first for the manifestation to happen. If you don't create energetically first, guys, all of the doing doesn't matter. Any question you ask me, Louise, that's going to be the answer, they're saying. You have to go within and bring yourself into the joy and harmony and magnificence of being the money you want to receive.
Okay.
All right, so commit to that.
I'm committing to it.
You know, like me, do the breathing exercise around I am money. So I'm not trying to get money. I'm not trying to make money. I am choosing to be the experience of more than enough money. And when you reach that tipping point, all money will open up to you. I know it because I did it. And I've had a lot of clients that have done it. Ask Rita.
So doing the breathing exercise, you try to experience it. That's what I usually do, is I try to experience it at the same time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you don't have to try. You only have to do it from an open heart so that you can fill yourself up with the joy that is money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, baby, for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Man, what a show, you guys. We're getting a lot of discernment here. Alicia in California. Hi, you're on.
Hello, my darling. How are you? Can you hear me?
Fabulous. Your juicy, fruity mama is quite fabulous here. What's going on with you?
Oh, my God. Dee, since the last time we spoke, two things. One, I'm manifesting fabulous stuff. I got a new part-time job. I got a new place to live.
Oh, great, Alicia.
Oh, my God. And I guess I need confirmation that, yeah, this is really true, because in the past, everything's kind of like the rug's been pulled out from under me. This
okay,
time
what
really
did we, whoa.
What?
So that statement is the exact energy that you have sent out to all your ionospheres, which keeps bouncing back to the core of you going, you know, the only thing that's possible is that the rug gets pulled out from me.
Oh, jeez. Erase.
Well, yeah, replace it with, I am the God of Alicia now that is choosing to know that all my good is delivered to me consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the C word that I'm looking for? And absolutely, and it's just always in place. It's just there. It's a part.
Yeah.
It's who I am. Is that my good consistently is created by me, through me, for me, as me. And again, I want to remind everybody that when you start receiving all of the things that you have been creating, you keep creating them even more. Because what we do is, oh, great. Look, I got all this stuff, and then we don't realize we've got beliefs out there hanging out like, yeah, but it's going to go away. And we stop consciously creating, and then that belief gets to take over again. So, yeah, we are directing all the ionospheres of us to let go of any and all limiting beliefs around receiving, keeping, and consistently creating our good. Because we know in the core of us that is that all thought and all possibility exists, and we choose the thought and the possibility that all my good is created consistently and forever, because that is who I am. And so it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
You brought it home, my fruity, juicy, sexy mama.
Yeah, thank you, Ali. That was great. That was really, yeah, we needed to come forward to be aware of exactly how it worked, and you showed it to us. Thank you, baby.
Thank you. Mwah.
Mwah. All right, we're going to Christine in the Philippines. Hi, sweetheart. You're on the air.
Hi, Dee. It's great to talk to you again.
You too, darling.
My question is, why is my hair falling out?
Your hair's falling out. I'm not a doctor, but there's a hormonal imbalance going on. And your hormonal imbalance is because of stress, and the stress is coming from, they're showing me your dad, so I am assuming, wow, we got a lot of static on the line here. We're going to your masculine energy. Your masculine energy, or the lack of it, is interfering with your hormonal balance. So what I want to know, I'm going to your dad. What was your dad's message to you about you powerfully being able to create in this world?
Well, he never gave me that message that I was powerful.
Okay, and what about your heritage? What does your heritage say about women being powerful? Your society, your religion, all those things of you, where you grew up, and what was the message to women about their power?
That we're supposed to be submissive.
Okay. That's why your hair's falling out. Because you are being, hold on, let me finish. You are being submissive to the power of you. And your whole body is coming forward going, you must be in balance now of your feminine and your masculine. You must be in power of taking you out into the world in a powerful way and taking the feminine divine inspiration of you out into the world in a powerful way. And they're reminding me to tell everyone that that is where creation starts, is that the masculine, all right, let me start with the feminine divine idea, your intuition, your divine hits, your, oh, I should do that, oh, I'd love to do that, that's your feminine, has to come together with, I am doing this, I am a passionate power in this world, and I am taking that out into who I am in the world, and then the child gets created. So that's how you create money, how you create wellness, how you create the stabilization of you. So that is our direction to all ionospheres beyond and back again, that I am allowing myself to be passionately powerful around the unlimited thought and unlimited possibility that I am. That is my direction to all the ionospheres of me and the body of consciousness that I am, that is who I am now. Clear out, clean out, and replace anything in all the ionospheres of me to bounce that back to the core of me, that I am all thought and possibility around the creation of me in the balance of masculine, feminine, and child energy. And so it is. Okay, that's your whole answer. So now what did you want to ask me, baby?
Because last year I stopped eating starch because of a medical condition, and it improved. And then because of family pressure, I ate again, and then the hair fall came back, so I thought it was the starch causing it. But now I'm not eating starch, but it has improved.
Well, baby,
it hasn't improved.
It's because you didn't get the message. The starch was a metaphor. Okay, it's the vehicle that you used to go, okay, I cannot be under family pressure to create me anymore. I am the creator of me. So I must choose to do what I know is best for me. And that's the lesson that it was all about, that they don't create you anymore. You must create you as powerfully as you know you can.
Okay, got that.
And that makes sense to you, right, Christine?
Uh-huh, it does.
Okay, so now you direct your hormones. All right, so the channel's saying to use what Christine has so brilliantly brought into all of us. We are coming together now to direct our pituitaries, which is the master gland, to send the message down to all the ionospheres of us and out to the ionospheres of us, that we are clearly committed to the balance of masculine, feminine, and child within the responsibility of creating ourselves, and to send that message through all the hormonal pathways in our energy and within our physical body and brain, to know that we accept self-responsibility in every way and to bring our hormones and our hormonal makeup into alignment around that we are all thought and all possibility of consistent balance in the responsibility of the creation of ourselves. And so it is. Did I miss any words there? Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, all statements, invoking all the rays, flames, and lights in the golden light, and directing all ionospheres to know that, be that, own that, and bounce that back to us. And so it is. Oh, my God, what a show. I think I'm going to need a drink at 9 instead of 6 today. All right, Christine, keep me posted, will you?
Okay, I will.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Steve, you know, my head keeps saying Steve comes on all the time, but I'm supposed to go to you, so here you are. What's up?
Okay, two hits. First of all, what I got, and I don't know if this information is correct, is that when you open your heart to create something, link it to your gut, because you linking your heart to the sphere of all possibilities is a great thing. I don't know.
Yes, link your heart, absolutely, your open heart.
Right.
To the gut of you, I get a huge yes on that. So that's our direction, that we are directing our open heart to always be connected to the gut of us, which is all thought and all possibility. They're saying we can use the word core if you don't like the word gut, because we understand what we're talking about now. And what else, Steve?
Well, that's amazing, because I just started, like, for the last 2 weeks doing a lot of core exercises. Yesterday, after we talked, I was at the club, and the manager walked in, who I know, and I said, Roger, what's happening? And he said, I'm only submitting you for major stuff. And what I got is, okay, major stuff is now in my field. I got it. It's here. And,
well, you are your field. Yes.
Yes, yes,
so
absolutely.
So you've created it coming into your field.
And
hold on, Steve. You don't have that yet, and most people don't.
Okay.
We're creating everything. You see, all right, this is further discernment. We're inadvertently thinking the core is just there, and that's who we were. That was just automatically given to us. But they're saying you're in constant creation of your core all the time. So how expansive or how limited your core is, your gut is, how expansive or unlimited all thought and all possibility is up to your creation in every moment.
Oh, wow.
Are you understanding this now?
Yes.
Because that's a much deeper, broader understanding than I had at the beginning of the show. So, in other words, the core of us, of all thought and all possibility, isn't just a given, even though it is. It's a given that we are in the creation of every moment. So the more we stay in love and joy and an open heart, the more our open heart directs the expansion of more unlimited thought and more unlimited possibility. When we close off, our heart gives the direction to the core, shut down and limit the all thought and all possibility that I am.
Wow.
Oh, my God, this show.
Yeah.
Am I glad I own this show? Because this show, I've got to get out. Please, people, get this show. I don't make any more out on it, but we have got to get this work out. Do you understand? We're not just doing this for ourselves anymore. We are doing this, well, beyond mankind. Beyond mankind, we are accessing information for the freedom of energy. That's what we're doing. So we just defined who we are and what we're doing is we are accessing, shifting, directing the energy for the freedom of all energy. Highest, most correct, most complete. So that's who we are claiming that we are, And that's what we are claiming and directing the core of our beings and our open hearts to know and be, to create this in every moment of our consciousness, the freedom of energy for all energy, that we can take a piece of energy and have the freedom to create out of it in the most expansive, unlimited, in all potentiality way that is possible in the creation process itself. That's our claim. We're claiming the symbol I Am Divine Love around all of that. Wow. Am I glad I listened and came? Thank you, Steve. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you. Oh, God, I love you all. Thank
I
you.
Love you too, baby. Bye-bye. Oh, my God, I don't believe it's the close to this show, but guys, know that you know. Know that you got the answer today. Go to what your question is and go, in the core of my being, I know that I am free around this question. Allow me now to move into the freedom of all energy and all possibility and create my freedom here. Whatever is in the ionospheres of me that may be in the freedom of my creation around everything I want, I am releasing now. Bounce back only to me that I am the creation of all thought and all possibility, and I do that by the conscious direction toward everything that I want, and so it is, and to everything that I am, and so it is. Oh, Lord of Mercy, please, guys, read the e-blast, you know, get the word out. Come to Creation Station, come to the workshops, share the joy, share the love, and most of all, share the love of yourself with yourself. That's the most freedom and the greatest message you can give your core. Love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. My God, love yourselves as much as I do right now. There's nothing you can do wrong in this world. I will see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.